Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that Aviru Tzoa Lefanav, Aser Likros Kenegda. If there was feces brought before you, you are not permitted to recite Shema in front of the feces. Ufi Chazir Ketzoa Uveres Dami, the mouth of a pig is the equivalent of Tzoa Uveres, like feces that is passing through. Filu Olem in Hanahar in Harechit Samuel Eslo, Tahavi Kgraf Shol Re'i. And even if the pig just came out of the water, it's still problematic to recite Shema in front of a pig, because a pig has the objective status of a Graf Shol Re'i, of something which is objectively disgusting. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin tells us Lefanav, for who adinim ha'isa shata p'nei amayim. The same would be true if the pig was swimming in or if the feces was floating in the water. Kenegda ayin b'vias Yosef de sover de'in lechalik bin soa kavua le'uveres. The Beis Yosef thinks that there is no reason to distinguish between permanent feces that's here for a long time versus feces that will be gone soon. Al kein gam bazeh b'inar harchaka mi lefanav kim lo'ino v'mi la'achar of dalan amos mi mekom shekala hareach v'chein hela hataz v'haprichadash. Many of the Achronim assume that it doesn't make a difference whether the feces is temporary or permanent. So in both cases, you have to distance yourself in front of the feces. It can no longer be visible. And if you're behind the feces, it has to be at least 4 amos away from where the smell stops. Achim ha'eviru tzoam yilifan of al p'nei rachbo, az dai b'dalud amos, dahainu kodim shemagia l'dalud amosav, o achar shenisrach hakam imenu dalud amos sharei. But if the feces has already passed before you, it's already passed on by the surface, so then by simply distancing yourself 4 amos before you reach those 4 amos, or after you've distanced yourself 4 amos, then it's permissible. Kevan shehu az mitzido, since the feces is now to the side of you. That if the feces is off to the side, it's the equivalent of being behind you. Where we say that it's sufficient if you have 4 amos from where the smell stops. Because once from the place from where the smell stops, that becomes like real feces. As we'll talk about later on, if the bad smell that you're smelling has a source to it, it's not just some bad smell floating in the air, but it has an actual source to it, that it's more problematic. Since this is, you know, feces which is only temporary, it's not staying here forever. So some Achronim think, the Bach and the Eli Rabba think, that if you have just temporary feces that's not going to be here after a little while, then as long as you distance yourself 4 amos from where the smell stops, even if it's in front of you and you can see it, you can still technically say Shema. Others say no, even there you should be machmir lechatchila, that the feces should not be visible. Ula inyan diavad im kvar kara v'hispalel v'haisa hatzoa uveres lefanav chutz ledalad amos. So let's say b'diavad, a person already daven, and they daven while the feces was in front of them, but it was more than 4 amos away. Ayan b'fri megadim shekasa v'zel ishono uchvar kasavnu kol hicha dika plukta chozer v'kori kriya shema b'lo bir choseha uvesvila ino chozer mispal ayin shemo. The primogadim makes a distinction. He says if you ever recited Shema, so in a situation that was subject to a machlokas regarding, you know, tsoa or erva, so he says when it comes to Shema b'diavad, you have to repeat it because that's a d'oraisa, so you just don't say the brachos. Whereas by Shmona Esrei, which is only the rabbanon, you don't repeat it at all. The havi kegrafim hachalon pasuach v'chazir over mutter likros. I am b'simin ayintesiv bezdur halachov mishne bruma shenichtov sham. Regarding the halacha of a pig passing by your window when it's open, whether or not you can say Shema, that's a discussion that the Achronim have. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sivdala tomorrow.